Wake up, Blue Jay Nation. Welcome to Season 20, Episode 4 of Pearside News from Pierce, Nebraska. This is Samantha Fisher and my co-host, Maddie Huber. This week's news topic will be post-runner royalty, conference basketball, speech, and FCCLA.
Hey, Sam. How are you feeling after the winter royalty dance on Friday?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm sure our winter royalty king, Dylan Swoboda, and Queen Zoe Brendan are feeling pretty good as well.
Yeah, congratulations to them and all the other candidates. Are you going to watch any live-action conference basketball games this week?
Oh yeah, we have to go and support our boy and girl basketball teams as they take on our conference teams this week and next.
Speech also has a big weekend coming up with a meet and wing with over 500 entries. Let's go see how Maddie Ham is feeling about the upcoming weekend.
This is one of our biggest meets of the year, but I feel that our team will pull through and knock out the competition. Our biggest struggle is that we all have to be memorized, but it's a small barrier to success.
Hey Maddie, did you hear how well our FCCLA team did at districts on Monday?
Heck yeah! Big congratulations to Alexis Sindelar, Alexis Schnorr, Samantha Fisher, Mackenzie Richmond, Alyssa Cederberg, and Kayla Speaker on making it to state. Speaking of districts, here's Alexis Schnorr with her thoughts on how districts went.
It was a great day to be a Blue Jay. Pierce went to Wayne State College with some pretty amazing projects and presented well. In fact, most of the star competitors that competed at districts punched their ticket to state and will be heading there in April.
Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure to follow our social media and check us out on piercepublic.org.